May be seated. I just want to share like one announcement before we dismiss. And the Mosaic Fair, the idea behind that is just that we would begin going out together. We're a fellowship that's just over 7 years old now. And in the fall, we'll be 8 years as a fellowship. And this remains, but the vision is to have a safe fold where people could come. There's the grace of God. There's not infighting, politics, nonsense, or whatever. Just receiving his word, being built up in his word, right? And walking in the spirit, the simplicity of the Christian walk. And that remains. It's not going anywhere. And it seemed like for a long time we were sort of just a lamp, but being built up in him. And now it seems like the Lord, as the board we've met, we've been praying and stuff, just that the Lord's going to take that basket off, so to speak, and put the light out for people to see. And so he's been laying on our hearts for some time, just as a community of believers, that we're to go out. And, you know, we've got good discipleship, but our evangelism and so forth is not so strong as a fellowship. And so just asking the Holy Spirit to do that work in us and move us toward serving him in that way and being part of what he wants to do in this city. And really responding last fall, like myself personally going, Lord, I've lost love for people around here. I'm cynical and I'm mad at them because look at what's going on in our city, right? And the Lord just saying he died for them, he loves them, and he wants us to love people and share the gospel with them, right? So if you lost that love, if you don't have a love for people, ask Jesus for it, and may he abundantly give it to you. And then you go out and share. So part of the vision for the Mosaic Community Fair is a way for us to go share. And also, as you know, we've been praying for a location for us to meet. And the Lord has laid on our heart that area around Uptown and Rudd Park and so forth. So we're praying over that area. We're just asking the Lord to open doors around there. And the other thing the Lord laid on our heart was, go do outreach there now. You know, before I even move you into that area. Go love people and serve people and share the gospel there right now, as if you were there. And so we're doing that in faith, and we just want to go share the gospel with people. And so the fair is going to be from 11 to 3, and we'll need, you know, the more of us that our hearts are involved, we'll see God do a work. And that evening, we're having church in the park. The same park, same location, and we'll be handing out flyers to everyone there. Come back this evening, we're having church in the park, 7 to 9 p.m., and we'll have testimonies, music, and we'll share a short gospel with everyone, either myself or Daniel Flores or both of us will do that. And so, inviting people there and then being part of what God's doing in that. And the second thing is the Lord's been laying on our hearts for some time to have a name for this fellowship beyond Calvary Fellowship Victoria. Originally, we tried to name it Church Victoria, and that's way too generic. The government doesn't accept that as a name, what have you. You know, we're a church in Victoria. We'll be Church Victoria. And always affiliated with Calvary Chapel, always a Calvary Chapel. In the meantime, many Calvary Chapels, even from the 70s, have different names than Calvary Chapel, and they're Calvary Chapels. There's a lot of them. And so we've just found over the years, we just stuck with, all right, whatever, Calvary Fellowship Victoria. But the Lord's laid on our heart to look at what God is doing in our fellowship. And it seems like as God's doing something with us and inspiring us, that this really fits. So we're praying and proposing that we would change the name to Mosaic as a church name. And what it reflects really is what God's doing in that we're a body of believers, come from broken lives, broken places in each of our lives that are different, but pieced together, we make a picture of the Lord Jesus. Mosaic is something that's transcended time. It's not relegated to a fad or just a trend. It's been around, and yes, there's other Mosaic churches out there. There's thousands of them. We won't be affiliated with any of them that we know of. We're going to stay affiliated with Calvary Chapel. We remain a Calvary Chapel. We would keep that on the website and print materials possibly or whatever else, and that's fine. But it also speaks to our local context, where we're at, and to people around us. So for the last while, I would ask people and just kind of in conversation here or there. People I'd meet on the street, believers I meet that don't go to this fellowship, some believers that are kind of part of our fellowship and come around that Heather and I know, just different people. So what's the name Calvary mean to you? And most of the time, I tell you most, people don't know what it means. Christians, and especially non-Christians. Non-Christians, none of them know what it means. So if you asked 100 people, I bet you it would be a very high percentage. They just don't know what it means, right? So it's a word, obviously it's Greek, and it means Golgotha in Hebrew, or place of the skull. So we know someone in Montana, and they named their church Skull Church. And it was like, well, you can't name it that. And we're like, well, it's Calvary Chapel, Skull Church. Like, oh, okay. I guess you can name it that, you know. So asking Christians around a lot of times, people can't spell it. The Scout Hall put up a sign. They're like, we're putting up a sign, and I grabbed a picture of it, and they're like, proposed sign. I'm like, you guys can't spell it right. So they tried it again. They tried it twice, by the way. Did either of these spellings get it right? They're the same spelling. I was like, no, neither of them are right. Anyway. And then I asked someone else, you know, a believer, Cavalry? And then we get Calgary. Calgary comes up a lot. So there's three Calvary Chapels in the Calgary area. None of them are named Calvary Chapel, by the way, because it would be awkward. Calgary, Calvary. Also, there's Calvary Temple, which is a big church there. And then there's Calvary Baptist or whatever else. And we've had people come here thinking it was the Calvary Worship Center. Anyhow, we're just thinking this is the way we see the Lord doing in our midst, but also something that identifies us amongst ourselves and speaks to us. Like, we're a body, and here's what God loves about us, and here's what's beautiful about us. And then also something that resonates with our society. They understand it. Oh, I get that. That makes sense. Like a word like lighthouse makes sense. It's shining a light. People can see, and I understand the concept behind it. So it's a beautiful concept, I think. And at the end of the day, there's no names in heaven, just one, the name of Jesus. Amen? So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It matters where our hearts are at and who we worship and so forth as a body and how well we love him and love one another. So any immediate questions about that before we close? Or you can talk to me anytime. So we had Anthony here on the weekend, Anthony DeChristopher, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Redmond, Oregon, and it was a great time with him. And so we had a board meeting. He's always been on the board of this church, one of my mentors, and had a meeting with him and Ed Hickey. I talked to him beforehand. He's also on the board. And we met, and we said, yeah, let's go forward and change the name of our fellowship, reflecting more to what God is doing and what we believe he wants to do. So, all right, praise the Lord. I'd encourage you to be involved with the community fair, and regardless of what happens with the name, we intend to do that annually, and we would like to at least, and so we'll see what God does this year with that, and just pray that you're blessed this week.